for people that aren't too familiar with what this play is going to be all about, can you just give us a little bit of a sneak peek?
Oh, definitely. The Family Shakespeare is a fictional play. It's actually, I consider it a magical cautionary tale. But it's based on some historical facts about this family, the Bodlers, four siblings. And three of them took the complete works of William Shakespeare and edited it and called it the Family Shakespeare so that women and children could find it suitable reading material. And I took that idea and turned it into a play about dealing with the ideas of what we think children are and are not ready to hear and how that affects us as we grow up and the censorship in general.
Okay, what do you think makes the Bodlers fascinating?
Well, I think it's fascinating to think anyone has the right to alter someone else's piece, work of art. I think, you know, when people want to cover parts of a painting, I've always found that fascinating. Those of us in theater, you know, consider that a high offense. And these people did it from a good place. They did not have issue with the artist. They had issue with some of the things within the art, and they really wanted the art to be heard. And so they weren't intending harm, and yet harm was done. And I always find it fascinating when someone has that kind of hubris, and I think that makes for good theater.
Okay, how did you originally learn about them?
Well, I learned about them. Initially I had a marvelous theater history teacher in college who touched on them briefly, and I was going to write a play, a biography on Sarah Siddons, and she was one of the main leading actresses in the day at the end of David Garrick's career, and I was going to write a play about that, and the Bodlers kind of snuck in as a subplot and became much more interesting than the play I was writing. And I said, I think attention must be paid to these characters. And so they kind of stole the play unto themselves.
Okay, so how long did it take you to write this play, and what part of yourself do you think put in it? Because I'm sure, you know, every writer kind of gives a little bit of themselves in everything they write. So what did you put into this?
Well, you know, they say to write about what you know, and I write about, you know, oftentimes I deal with a lot of history. I'm very interested in history and how that affects us today. So the key for me is always to infuse myself or people I know within the work. And so I really tried to do that with the characters and making them relatable and giving a family dynamic that we, even in this world, can relate to. I was raised in the Deep South in Texas, and I come from an area where I felt I was not allowed to be myself and express myself in my environment. And so I really relate to Henrietta, who is the protagonist of the play. She is this sheltered young woman who has been given edited Shakespeare, has grown up with nothing but stories because she's not allowed to leave her house. She's been so protected first by her father, who's now dead, and now by her siblings, who just don't think she is prepared to be out in the world, and she thinks she has a voice, and it is not allowed to be heard. And I really understood what that meant and where her pain and frustration was coming from, because I felt very censored in the South, and I felt I could not be myself. And so I can very much relate to that character.
Okay, is she your favorite character?
Well, I don't have favorites. I like them all. And they all actually, you know, this has been over 4 years in the works. I've been writing this play for almost 5 years now, and this is its first, tonight actually is the first time it's going to be in front of an audience. So it's been quite a journey. It's hard for me to say I have a favorite character because they all are inspired by something personal for me, actually, but Henrietta, I definitely, I understand where she's coming from, and she makes some interesting choices through the course of the play, but they're all coming from this feeling of being trapped, of being forced into living a version of life that is not herself.
Okay, what do you think is, like, the typical audience for your play? Who do you think will get get the most out of it?
Well, I like to think that for me, my work brings two different audiences. I really think that an older, more established theater audience would enjoy my work and continues to enjoy my work because I pull from history, I pull from the past, I enjoy learning from Ibsen and Chekhov and Shakespeare especially, and Shaw, and I learn from these writers, and so I think that people who are strong theater goers can relate to it. But I think I also tend to draw a young audience, and oftentimes an audience who does not go to the theater a lot. The last show I had up, a gentleman came up to me and said, I've only ever seen one show in my life. It was Annie. I hated it. But he said, this was actually a lot of fun. And I think that it's really important for playwrights to realize that there is an audience out there that just doesn't go to theater, but they would enjoy theater if they did. So that's the audience I'm also trying to reach.
Okay, so you said the play opens up today. Where are you guys playing, and how long is your run going to be?
Well, this is the first. It's a workshop production, and our first preview is tonight. It's 7 o'clock. And then on the weekends, it is at 8 o'clock, and we're running the 13th through the 30th at the June Havoc Theater, which is on 36th Street between 8th and 9th in the Abington Theater Complex. And you can check us out at www.mtworks.org, and you can buy your tickets there. But again, it's the June Havoc Theater in the Abington Theater Complex.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about what it was like to write the play or the production itself?
Well, the play itself was written because a good director friend of mine, Christina Alisea, said, don't edit yourself when it comes to your imagination. And I created a character who has, Henrietta has a very strong imaginative world because that's all she's allowed to have. And so I wrote certain things that happen in the play, like someone flies or objects move or there is rain or fire. And I just didn't edit myself. Those things don't really happen in, you know, if it was reality, but in her imagination they are happening. And the director, Antonio Menino, just came up with a wonderful, simple concept to execute it. So the audience always knows it's her imagination, but yet we get to see these lovely things happen. And so I'm just really inspired by directors for the stage who realize that we writers for the stage are not writing for film. Just because I say something flies or something rains, I'm not expecting raindrops. I'm not expecting someone to lift into the air, you know, on strings. I want it to be executed in a theatrical fashion. And I think that distinguishing ourselves from film and what we can do with theater magic that they cannot do is really our trump card. And I just applaud the design team and the director, Antonio Menino, and for really executing a theatrical production and not trying to make it a movie. I'm just really, really thrilled. And the cast has been so collaborative. We've been reworking and really workshopping it and writing it in process. And they are just an amazing ensemble, and they're really doing some marvelous work. I'm really proud and excited and humbled by working with them.